Secret number 14. The meaning of life is everything. To say that the meaning of life is everything indicates that life leaves nothing and no one out. Everything is just another way to embrace the infinite range of possibilities. Life refuses to be pinned down. Whatever meaning you want the universe to reflect, it provides. Reality is like a two-way mirror that shows you yourself as well as what lies on the other side. Let me offer an example of how the two-way mirror works in the field of medicine. It seems completely baffling that the human body can be healed in so many ways. Breast cancer, for example, has a known survival rate. The response of tumors to different modes of radiation and chemotherapy is constantly being documented. Outside the statistical norm, however, strange things are happening. In my own medical experience, I have met the following patients. A young woman who told me that her mother developed a large tumor in her breast but decided that she was too busy to get it treated. She survived more than a decade without medical attention. A woman who felt a lump in her breast and decided to visualize it away. She saw hordes of white cells descending like snow to engulf the lump. After doing this visualization for 6 months, the lump was gone. Every doctor has encountered the opposite side of the spectrum. Women who die very quickly after receiving news of a small number of malignant cells in their breast. This phenomenon was tagged long ago as dying from the diagnosis. I'm not making recommendations about how to approach cancer, only observing that the disease often seems to reflect the beliefs brought to it by the patient. The human body runs on dual controls. If you heal it from the outside by material means, it will respond. If you heal it from the inside by subjective means, it will also respond. How can that be? The answer is that consciousness unfolds objectively as the visible universe and subjectively as events inside the mind. Both are the same consciousness. The wisps of feeling that arise in a cancer patient communicate with the body equally with the molecules of a drug. This phenomenon isn't remarkable anymore. All of mind-body medicine is based on the discovery of messenger molecules that begin in the brain as thoughts, beliefs, wishes, fears, and desires. The breakthrough will come when medicine stops giving all the credit to molecules. When Mozart wanted to compose a symphony, his intention called up the necessary brain function. It would be absurd to say that Mozart's brain wanted to write a symphony first and produced messenger molecules to inform him of the fact. Awareness always comes first, and its projections, both objective and subjective, follow. This brings us to a new principle that is crucially important, called simultaneous interdependent co-arising. Simultaneous because one thing doesn't cause another. Interdependent because each aspect is coordinated with every other. Co-arising because every separate part comes from the same source. When Mozart wanted to compose a symphony, everything associated with his creation happened simultaneously. The idea, the notes, the sound in his head, the necessary brain activity, the signals to his hands as they wrote the music down. All these ingredients arose together. It would be false to say that one caused the other. If one element should fall out of place, the whole project would collapse. Creation is kept from anarchy by simultaneous co-arising. The cosmos matches the human mind far too closely to ignore. It's as if the universe were putting on its mind-boggling show of galaxies exploding from nothingness only to tease us. It makes no sense that a process spanning billions of light years and expanding with unbelievable speed to generate trillions of stars should climax with the appearance of human DNA. Why did the universe need us to look on in wonder? Now an extraordinary answer is beginning to dawn. Maybe we are putting on the whole show ourselves. The meaning of life is everything because we demand nothing less than the universe as our playground. Quantum physics long ago conceded that the observer is the deciding factor in every observation. An electron has no fixed position in space until someone looks for it, and then the electron pops up precisely where it was looked for. Until that moment, it exists only as a wave propagating everywhere through space. The universe exists by flicking from subjective to objective as the observer creates an event and then finds himself enmeshed in it. The universe runs on a switch with only two positions, on and off. On is the material world with all its events and objects. Off is pure possibility, the changing room, where particles go when no one is looking. The on position can be controlled only by external means. Once you light it up, the physical universe behaves by a set of rules. But if you catch it in the off position, the universe can be changed without regard for time and space. Nothing is heavy and immovable in the off position because there are no objects. Nothing is close or far away. Nothing is trapped in the past, present, or future. The off position is pure potential. There, your body is a set of possibilities waiting to happen, and present too are all those possibilities that have already happened and those that might happen. In the off position, everything in creation collapses down to a point, and miraculously, you live at that point. It is your source. On and off don't give quite an accurate picture, however. These states are simultaneous, but each operates according to different rules. In physics, this jumbled set of rules is called a tangled hierarchy. The word hierarchy indicates that the levels are stacked in a certain order. Your body is in no danger of flying apart into random atoms because in the hierarchy of things, solid objects stay in place, but in truth, you're a cloud of electrons and a probability wave and everything in between. The universe is forced to respect your boundaries. But if our boundaries told the whole story, evolution could never break through them. This is where quantum leaps come in.